football on off the ball.
Yeah, I've just been told that we've broken a few records tonight, which is nice, and I'm delighted for the players, because as sloppy as we were last week, they were excellent tonight. We really were. They controlled the tempo, the energy in the game.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
News Talk 106 with Dara Gilroy.
Good evening and welcome. I am Dara Gilroy and this is Off the Ball. Tonight we'll be mourning the Irish Six Nations rugby campaign with Brent Pope, picking at the flesh of the carcass, looking for anything which suggests some hope of redemption. And we want to hear from you on 644-5106, or you can email me on dara@newstalk106.ie. We'll also be chatting with Dublin County Board Chairman John Bailey about, among other things, the SRC report, which has suggested dividing Dublin in two. Quite a contentious issue there, and we'll also look for your comments on that. We'll hear from Stephen McGuinness, the Dubliner in the Dundalk camp, about the ongoing celebration.
PFAI's President Stephen McGuinness. I actually was sitting having a conversation with Arthur 2 weeks ago, whenever the news broke outside, and Brent Pope walked past. It was only later on I was like, he was actually our very first ever guest.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Enda sourced that clip and has told me there in the year that was your first ever intro.
Oh, I know, yeah.
The ball.
Yeah.
You know it well.
Wow.
April 2002.
The voice is kind of matured.
A little bit croakier.
Still unmistakably Dara Gilroy.
I was up the insurance company as much, but I was still a smoker at that stage.
Oh, yeah, the smoking days, yeah.
The first time I thought, oh, we might have something here, was when in the old building, which was Mount Street Crescent, down by the Pepper Canister Church, standing outside one evening having a fag, and a white van pulls past and goes, "Oh yeah, Jer, stop fucking talking about Roy Keane, will you?" I was like, oh. And all right, so people are listening to this show. We thought it was just us in a tiny little tinny room with a microphone.
Yes.
John?
Well, this is the Trinity News.
Oh no.
Oh yes.
Oh no.
From February the 13th, 1997. And Meath were the All-Ireland football champions. And who did an interview with Sean Boylan but Jer Gilroy?
Wow. He's got... Whoa. This copy is going to land me in a lot of trouble. But luckily, the statute of limitations... We had to sit and black out the whole thing because Boylan said... a lot of players go off to America and get paid, and there was a big panic because obviously you're not allowed to get paid. It's illegal. So we had to sit with a black marker and go through thousands and thousands of those newspapers. You obviously got one of the few that we failed. So if you want to send that to Sean Boylan's lawyers, I'm sure you could still sue Trinity News. Not me, though. That was one of our first... how do the libel laws work? We didn't forget after that.
February 1997, and I'm also a contributor in the paper.
What have you, write?
I wrote about...
Oh, he gets the back page. You see that? Just going to say.
Wait,
Trinity against Bray Wanderers in the FAI Cup.
Protestant Trinity bias. You get the reigning All-Ireland football winning manager and you get like six pages in from the back. You write about football or cricket or rugby.
It could be actually about England today, couldn't it? Another bloody bungle.
Yeah.
18 months later, Jared was saying there earlier on, Jared did the football final for FM104, I did the hurling final. So... to be here nearly 30 years later in the studio with Jer is not bad going. And Jer, thank you for everything. You have informed, you've entertained, you've been a game changer in Irish media for a quarter of a century with Off the Ball. This beautiful thing that you created that's been such a success. And I think we all sit here and we all talk about this because we love sport. And we are invested in it. And I think you really have pushed that to everybody, because it's all about reflecting the emotions of sport. It's about the fun, the seriousness, the joy, what vexes us, what is so predictable about it and what's so unpredictable about it. And you've been, as I said, a game changer. And as a boss, you've been calm, which I think is really important. You've also pushed a really strong work ethic. And I would say you have a supercomputer brain. And we're going to miss you. And look, I just want to say thank you on my behalf and on behalf of everybody that would also share those views. So you're a good man, Jaron. We miss you.
Thanks, John. Really appreciate that. Not really ready to be telling everybody how much I love them, because I know I'm actually... So today's my last day on air, but we're having drinks on next Thursday. So maybe I'll... thank you for everything. I think... the bit about working here is that our colleagues are great and loads of people come and go over the years, but the atmosphere stays the same. People who love sport,
yeah,
wanting to find their voice on and off air. And I hope it creates entertaining content, because ultimately...
You've informed, you've entertained, but you've also done great journalism, Ger, whether it be Lance Armstrong or Colin McCarron or any of these brilliant interviews. So it's about all the things, but the fun, but the seriousness, and also just trying to bring a bit of people on a journey with us. And that's all we can do, and that they will still be saying your name out in the street is testament to you. So
your legacy in 100 years. There you go. The tributes, needs to say, are flying in. Lovely words there from John. Rory Larmer has just sent me loads of crying emojis. Thanks, Ger. Always enjoyed the character you brought. Watching from Australia on the daily, class acts from Adelaide. Ger, best of luck with the new venture. I'm sure I'll tune in. Don't do that. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Ger, best of luck. Class to the end. That question to Cyril Farrell was magic. So from the very loyal and loved live YouTube audience to the video content of some nearest and dearest to you. Let's hear from him.
Ger Gilroy, I can't believe that I'm sending this message after such a short period of time after leaving Off the Ball myself, but there we go. You are on the way. Unbelievable. 3 full days you lasted before you decided, do you know what? Can't stick it. Can't stick this place without that guy. Unbelievable. You were in the habit of saying, for the occasional Off the Ball lever, including myself, that we had all-time Off the Ball careers. That doesn't come close to summing up your own time. You made Off the Ball, clearly, in the very early days. And maybe more importantly than that, I think maybe your legacy is that you made literally hundreds of sports broadcasting careers over the years, and that will be a very long-lasting and a serious legacy from yourself. So, chapeau, I think, for that. Chasing down stories, expressing an opinion every evening, and more recently every morning, a really incredible career that you've had, and throwing in a brilliant quote from time to time. Wordsworth, Keats, Heaney, Lebowski, along the way, really incredible stuff. I know Lance is always held up as the beacon, but we do know that there were many more than that over the years as well, and maybe many more even really more important than that over the years, and that the work that you would have put into them around those was really awe-inducing and inspiring to everybody who was around you for them, including myself. Your energy, your let's do it approach was a huge part also, I think, of your legacy, and another one that will live on for many years to come. And even though you're headed obviously in now to semi-retirement, I know there'll be lots more good stuff to come as well over the years. So I know you're very fond of a good quote, and I am here, by the way, in the place that Ger Gilroy calls his second home, Ile de Ré. You are fond of a good quote, and I really feel that it was just a carpet analogy was the one that I could go to round this off. Ger Gilroy really tied the room together.
I see the political life is treating him very, very hard there, you know?
Wait for the first scandal.
That footage will come
this
back.
This is the honeymoon.
Yeah. That was Agent Barry, live from France. And this is Nathan Murphy.
Hey, Ger. Sorry I can't make your semi-retirement party. I'd love to be there having a nice glass of red with you, even at this early hour of the morning. Like we did on our very first night together down in Killarney all those years ago, round about Kildare football and Mayo football. The glory days. And basically all we've done in the 16 years since then is row about other things. You're going to be a massive, massive loss in every possible way. It's really hard to overstate how important you've been, I was going to say to Off the Ball, but probably to sports media in this country over the last 20, 25 years, what you did in setting up Off the Ball in 2002 and the standards you've set ever since then has been pretty remarkable. As a broadcaster, as a sports broadcaster, you're right up there with anything this country has ever produced. I think when we look back on the great days of Off the Ball, you know, your interview with Lance Armstrong is probably the high point and a real testament to the quality of not just your broadcasting, but your journalism as well. The impact you've had on so many people who've come through Off the Ball over the years is probably seen in sports media across the country, and the amount of people who have gone on to have such successful careers thanks to the support that you've given them, and thanks to the vision you've had from day one, obviously, for Off the Ball, bringing in the first ever nightly sports show back in 2002, and really over the last 25 years, the constant drive to just make it better, to expand it, to give people opportunities. And, you know, on a personal note, that's probably the thing I will be thankful for most, Ger, is the opportunities you get me through the years to come and work for Off the Ball, and, you know, had that brilliant quality of just been consistently not just supportive but ambitious for other people, and you would constantly just say why not whenever anyone had an idea, and get them to go and do it and to push themselves. And I think so many people probably have so much to be thankful to you for how their careers have gone because of that support you've given them. I think when I left, I said that one of the greatest qualities you had was that you always had everyone's back. And I know from talking to so many people in Off the Ball, there's countless examples of people doing the wrong thing or saying the wrong thing on air, but always you'd be there to prop them up, to support them, and to have their back. So thank you very much for everything. I'm sure you'll have plenty of hours to catch up with us in your new job. The very best of luck with it. And bye.
Oh, the toxic masculinity is strong, isn't it? I just, Colm wrote me a very nice card this morning, but said, if you ever tell anybody I said this, I'll have to kill you. Basically, was the... Thanks for that, Colm.
Let's hear from the OTBAM OG crew. Firstly, here's the producer.
Ger, just want to wish you the very best of luck. That's been some stint you put down since 2002. Incredible, the influence you've had on Off the Ball and Irish sports broadcasting. And I don't think any of us can quite imagine what Irish sports media was like back then. And you're still going to be shaping it, and I can't wait to see what you do next. So the very best of luck with that. Thanks for everything over the years. I'm in there a couple of years myself now, but you've had such an influence on my own career and so many other people that are working now in sports media in Ireland. And I know you'll continue to do that.
This is a bit of Off the Ball around the world. Adrian was in France. Owen Shane reporting from Mongolia.
Ger, just wanted to wish you the very best with whatever's coming next. I don't think words got out there with regards to where you're off to, so I presume it's nothing high profile or anything like that. I just want to say you've taught me many things down through the years. Predominantly you've taught me how to develop a sense of self-peace and patience, because I spent many years sitting beside you in that Off the Ball studio, and at the start I wasn't quite aware the level of a wind-up merchant slash troll that you truly were. So any sort of barb or insult that you would throw at teams that I had a liking for, particularly the Kerry GAA team, I would take personally, and over time I realised that you were doing that just to rub me up the wrong way. So as a result of that, I've become a bigger person, and I hope you have too. May whoever you work with in your new role, whatever that role is, I've got no idea where you're off to, may they also have already developed a sense of inner peace so that there is no tension there whatsoever. Congratulations on an amazing innings, decades long innings. There will be plenty of lore to be written about in time to come, should the book of Off the Ball ever be written. All the best. Gonna miss you. Enjoy the going away celebrations. Chat to you soon.
In my culture, it's a mark of love, Owen. That's
I really related to that one, actually, some of the content. How about one of Ireland's most prominent sports commentators? Step up, Dave Mack.
I got to spend 10 brilliant years with you and the rest of the lads in Off the Ball. Some of the best years of my life, of my career. And I have to say, I'll be eternally grateful for the chances that you took on me down the years, the confidence and belief that you showed in me to help me progress down through my own broadcasting career. And that is the case, I'm sure, for so many of the people that have been lucky enough to work with you down the years. You've been a brilliant friend as well. We've had some great times in and out of the studio, some wonderful memories created at outside broadcast at the various stadiums we were at down the years. But I have to say, as much as we enjoyed some of the times and some of the crappy quizzes that should never have made it to air, some of the moments where we maybe lost the run of ourselves and didn't exactly create the most highbrow content that we should have been creating, my fondest memories of working with you will be in the Dadcast studio with Nathan and with Adrian. Some of the emotional moments we had, some of the unbelievably funny moments that we had, and some downright sad moments as well. It was all thrown in there over the 4 or 5 years that we recorded those episodes talking about the kids, who were obviously an awful lot older now than they were when we started down that journey. I want to say thank you again and wish you the very best of luck for the future.
We need to delete those episodes though now, because all our kids are old enough to be able to work out how a podcast works. Thankfully, they have no attention span, so they won't listen to them.
They're streaming in the comments here. Best of luck, Jer. Best of luck, Jer. Best wishes, Jer. Jer, you have been one of the best and most enjoyable people I have listened to and watched. Loved all the tributes. And where are the drinks next Thursday?
We don't know yet. Mick hasn't got his finger out. Somewhere local to here.
Is it true Jer is becoming the new England manager?
Yes.
The impromptu pints of Jer definitely have been a highlight.
Yeah.
They're Dublin 1-5 in a row, and there's a kind of a strip of pubs down Marlborough Street, which you'd never go to on a Monday or Tuesday, to be honest, unless you're feeling a certain way. So you've got Brody's, you got Piper's Corner, I think the Confession Box, the Old Triangle, all these Flow and Tide, all these kind of pubs. And I was high as a kite, obviously, because Dublin have 1-5 in a row, and Kerry have never done it. So you're just floating on air. You're walking out, and it was kind of a late evening kickoff. That Saturday evening, and who did I pop into but Jer, and had a couple of pints after the All-Ireland, the 5 in a row. So there's been a few of those, and they've been always thoroughly enjoyable.
Did like an afternoon pint, not going to lie. My cough has been softened in that regard in recent years. Getting up at ungodly hours is something I won't miss.
No, and since February, I've now realised what it's like not to wake up at 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning because you're afraid that you're going to sleep in and miss your gig. It's a great feeling, Jer. You look forward to that.
I wish you both well.
I had to remind myself not to mention that this morning, because obviously everybody else will continue to do that. I'm sorry for your trouble.
Thanks, Jer. Always liked that when Jer was on the panel. Jer continued to shine, and your voice will continue to be heard in Sweden. Jer always does great interviews, to be fair. Speaking of great interviews, we've had many panellists, pundits, guests, guest stars on the show over the years, over your many years. Let's hear from some of the best.
So look, Colm, it was good of you to be in touch. It's terrible news about Jer. I wouldn't want him seeing this, but we always knew, I think, when you and I chatted about him behind his back, we always said it's a matter of time before Interpol catches him. For me, it was different. I was always sharper, slippier. I remember the first big bank job that Jer and I pulled off. We're still living on the proceeds. The cover story about where's he going? Rai Uno in Italy or RTE? We'll stick to the cover story. It's fine. The great thing about Jer, and again, this is between you and me, private, that if you ever needed to spring somebody from the gang from Mountjoy Prison, it's remarkable the level of detail he's got about the plans and the drains and where the guards live, and that stunning level of detail. And man, he's got no limits at all. So anyway, listen, it's one of the things about the difficulties about staying in the EU, like Ireland has. Interpol will find you and punish you. So I guess if we're being honest about it, Jer probably knew this was coming anyway. It's his fans I feel sorry for. Anyway, look, I'm ready to go live anytime you need me. Tell me when we're live, because I'm all yours, and we'll cook up some story about Jer, okay? Just tell me when I'm live.
What a hat. What a hat. What a man.
One of the originals, right?
Yeah.
From the very start.
Very early on, right at the very beginning, Graham. I texted him and said he was rock and roll, and very kindly lent us his credibility and his contacts and his time when we were a tin pot 2-hour evening show on a local radio station that he'd never heard of. And he'd just moved out to Barcelona, having left Fleet Street. That was a brilliant, you had to be there, one that whenever he comes back to Dublin, you should do in person.
One of our first, I think.
Did you ever do your own? You had to be there.
I did an Olympics one.
We did a Paris 24 one, yeah. You were the first internal, actually.
But he just took our calls early and often and was always incredibly generous with his time. And like, there's a few bits, really, that during Saipan, Giles fell out with Dunphy and joined News Talk. And that's in 2002. And stayed with us for 20 years. After his career finished, Brian O'Driscoll joined us and is still with us. Tommy Walsh came on and did a Saturday panel and immediately started doing games after that for us. Andy Dunn was a late call-up one time because he knew Dave McIntyre and came on and stayed with us. And there's some of those key voices, like right up to the most recent ones where the football pod had Andy Moran as its first co-host, who is on the verge of one of the most incredible things that has ever happened in Irish sport, and Paddy Andrews, and the wild poetic rawness of Skell, and just the brilliance of Murphy. It's those contributors who've come and found their voice with us. And I think the point I'm trying to make here is that they stayed with us, and they were all transformative moments in terms of the credibility. Kev came and moved to live in Dublin, Kilbane, this is, to work as part of the wider team. And the reason they all did that was because the people who were making the phone calls to them were, you know, absolutely obsessive about the programme and sport. And when you talk to somebody who is really into something, it drips off them. You know, they're alive. You can feel that these people really want to be doing this thing. And then they come in and they have an environment where we're mad keen to listen to them and give them the opportunity to speak and to work with them. So it's the people behind the scenes who are making those phone calls, and it's the people having those conversations with them. That so somebody convinced Tommy that this is a safe place for him to come. Oh, we hadn't heard his voice. Mm. The Kilkenny lads, they never spoke. And so that's the thing that made this work. And that's the atmosphere that we have. And I suppose if there's a culture, that's the culture. That's, I think, those people came because of the people behind the scenes. And a lot of the people who were here then aren't still here. But the people who we have here now are the most diverse, most energetic, and I think potentially the best we've ever had. So we'll leave it in a pretty good state, I think.
Absolutely. You mentioned Mr. Kilbane.
And now the end is near. And so you've reached the final curtain. My friend, you'll state your case. You'll say it clear, of which I am certain. You have lived a life that's full. You have travelled each and every highway. But more, way, way more than this. You did it your way. No regrets, Jer. I'm slightly surprised that I'm on leaving this message, Jer. I hope all is good with you. Good luck for the future. Thank you so much for everything that you've done for me during the time that we've known each other. Good luck. That's all I can say. Good luck. All the very best, Jer. Take care. Off the ball. We'll miss you an awful lot. Take care, my friend.
Thanks, Kev.
Recorded just before he went live himself. TV in Canada. I'll start in here. So from the world of football to the world of GAA, let's hear from some greats.
Well, Jer, how are you doing? I'd like to wish you the best of luck in your new adventures. The end of one chapter, but the start of another. I'd like to just thank you from my side. The last 10 years working off the ball was absolutely brilliant. I was the last person that I ever thought would get involved in media, but from day one, yourself, Jer, and all the lads, the way you kind of trusted us to do our stuff, there was never any instructions. Do this, do that. You have to say it this way, you have to say it that way. It's just you be you and go off and do your stuff. And I think all the contributors off the ball would probably say the very same important thing. Just total trust from yourselves, total belief in the guys and the contributors to your show. And that's what felt absolutely brilliant as part of a team. Really felt part of a team. And as I said, never thought I'd be involved in media, but to be involved Off the Ball is special. Just part of a team, part of a group where you're all in it together and laughing and joking and what life is all about and what hurling is all about, and the untold stuff, really. So I'd like to thank you very much, and the best of luck at everything you do.
One of the most interesting, one of the most interested, I would say, one of the most intuitive and instinctive and insightful voices in Irish sports broadcasting. Ger, thanks a million for all the stories told over the last number of years with News Talk and with Off the Ball. And we really look forward to the next phase of the journey. See you down the road.
Tommy Walsh and Dara, oh, not bad.
Yeah, pretty good.
How about the world of rugby?
It's mad to think you're leaving, but you are, and that's life. The show must go on. Things change. That's the way of the world. But it's just a message to wish you all the best, and obviously say thanks for all the help and support over the years you've given me. It's been a blast. It's been great fun. You've built up a brilliant brand, one that hopefully will keep going, keep lasting, and. But I wish you all the best in your new endeavours, and thanks again for all the help. Our South African rugby fans will certainly miss you now that you're moving on. But anyway, all the best. Hope everything goes great for you, and thanks again for all the help and support.
Hiya, Ger. A quick note of thanks to just on how you steered Off the Ball for all those years. In fairness to you, you had some vision to make it into what it is today. Enjoy your next chapter. I really love being on the journey with you.
Two legends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great to work with.
Did you have an inkling with all of these lads that they would work out?
I think to Tommy Walsh's point, you never know anybody's going to be any good until they do their stuff, Bill. But when people start doing their stuff, you get out of the way and you let them at it. A bit like the central bank during the banking crisis. Light touch regulation would always have been... there was a brilliant piece that somebody gave me whenever I was filling in for Dunphy on The Breakfast Show. It was Jeremy Paxman giving out about many of the editors he'd worked with at the BBC who would interfere with stuff. And he made the point, your job as an executive is to allow me to do my job. And I took that and was like, that's a good idea. That guy seems to know. He seems to be at the top of his game. And so from that point forward, it was like, you go off and do your shit and I will shield you from a lot of the stuff that might prevent you from doing the day-to-day as well as you possibly can. And that meant that there was two roles. There was the presenting role and there's the executive role. And people have been asking, why are you moving? It's because I just want to do one for a while. Instead of doing the two. That's it. It's really very straightforward. I see wild speculation online about stuff totally nonsensical and mad. And unfortunately, it has an impact on some of the younger people working here who read that stuff and are like, oh. So I would say a hater's going to hate. Ignore the morons and keep trucking. Let it rip.
Is this the crash now? If that was the light touch regulation. Is this 29th of September 2008?
No. This is... Celtic Tiger 3.0.
You enable people, Jared, to do their best work. So, and I think everybody's...
That's what every manager should do. And that should be their ambition.
Yeah.
Micromanagers can fuck off.
Right.
That's the... Like, and so...
That's on a t-shirt.
You should all remember that. For your future... He's not even listening, though.
I have listened.
Put that on the t-shirt. But I think the tributes and the really heartfelt words that everybody has given this morning, Jared's is reflective of who you are, so you should be very proud.
Yeah, have I said thanks to everybody? I don't know if I have, because...
You have, but...
I just want to say thanks to everybody.
It just gets a bit blur, doesn't it, really?
One more.
Hey, Jer, or should I say, good boy. It's been really good getting to know you ever so slightly over the last, God knows, however many years I've been coming into Off the Ball these days. But it's been a real pleasure. Very knowledgeable presenter. I've always enjoyed your company and always enjoyed being on with you. Even the fact that you're an Aston Villa fan didn't put me off you too much. So, Look, I hear you're moving on somewhere else. I'm not sure where. The lads never mentioned where you're heading to, but look, I do a little bit of stuff over there myself in the other shop, so if you want to come over and say hello to me anytime I'm in the building, you're more than welcome, even though you're going to be the new kid. But look, you don't need it, but I wish you all the best in your next move, Ger. It's been a pleasure, buddy.
Cheers, Keith. Keith's episode of Talking Bollocks, by the way, is one of the all-time greatest podcasts in any genre ever, anywhere. It stands comparison with the that famous one that Louis C.K. did with, what's his name? Mark Maron. I know he's subsequently been cancelled, but whatever. Anyway, honestly, thanks to everybody involved in putting the show together. From this one in particular was a complete mad flight of fancy. We have no FM footprint. We only broadcast digitally. We need to find the audience immediately afterwards. We need to engage people in the morning to try and change habits that have been ingrained for 20 years. And the fact that it's still going nearly 10 years on. We started Halloween 2017 with a small enough team with Tommy and Owen and Emma. I think Cameron and Kathy might have been on digital. And then after that, you and Arthur arrived. And we've grown from strength to strength. And now it is genuinely part of people's lives. And like, that's the most humbling thing of all, people saying, oh, I listen to you all the time. And that's, I think, why we all get up and set the alarm and go to bed just as the game gets really good sometimes. So thanks to everybody.
Great service, Ger. Fair play. The Lance one, yeah, that was unreal. We'll be watching all crappy quiz episodes online just to get a Ger fix. Good luck, Ger. You'll be missed. What good, Ger. Looking forward to seeing what's next. All the best, Ger. Game changer in sports podcasting from the very beginning. Ger is excellent.
One final crappy quiz appearance tomorrow. Arthur promises a special one. So I've turned my computer off. Is there anything else?
That's it.
Great stuff, Ger.
Thanks, Emil. Thanks for everything. Thanks, folks.
Godspeed.
We've got to leave it there. After the news, it's the Beatles. Following that, it's Declan Carty keeping his finger on the city's pulse in Late Night Live. If you'd like to become a regular contributor to the show, then email offtheball@newstalk106.ie. Tonight's show was researched by Dara Whelan, engineered by Lisa Dignam, and presented by me, Gerard Gilroy. It's Barcelona 2, Panathinaikos 1. That's the latest score. 2-2 in aggregate. Panathinaikos still leading on away goals, and it's 1-1 still between Bayer and Liverpool. Liverpool's still up there. You've just had your eye gouged. Off the ball.